Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And what a great day it is for people who actually like the Olympics. There is an Olympic star who's going to be competing for the United States and is proud to compete for America and to have just become an American citizen. She is a refugee from Eritrea and she loves her country, which is our country, which is the USA, which is a country that is loved by most people, at least according to an in-depth new poll for Real Clear Politics. It's fascinating. Yes, it shows that patriotism means different things to different people. But overall, Americans are proud of their country, not ashamed, are grateful rather than guilty, and that should be an encouraging factor for everybody. There is, meanwhile, a Supreme Court decision today that is wildly controversial. It is viewed as a big victory for the conservative bloc of the court that stayed solid together with all six votes, allowing an electoral reform vote in Arizona. And a lot of people have gotten confused by this, because the electoral reform law that they passed in Arizona that the court just verified today, it overturned the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, the very, very liberal appeals court that had struck down the Arizona rule on ballot harvesting. And that rule was passed in 2016. It was passed before the election of Donald Trump. It was passed before the election of Joe Biden. It was passed before the election of Senator Mark Kelly in Arizona, passed before the prior election of Kyrsten Sinema from Arizona. So what is the deal here? Why are Democrats so outraged and, of course, screaming racism and attacking the court for racism? We'll talk with John Yoo about that, the very distinguished law professor from University of California at Berkeley, who I believe is, as I am, in strong support of the court's decision today. We will also speak about a Biden decision, which even people on the left are really wondering about. What is the deal with Amtrak? We'll be speaking with Stephen Ratner of the NBC News organization coming up on the Michael Medved Show about that, and Bjorn Lomborg coming up this hour about what you do about global warming. Well, the good Lord has done something about global warming here in the Northwest, in the Seattle area. It's better. We may even get some driblets, droplets of rain, which I think all of our vegetation and all of us would need and welcome. But right now it says it's 68 degrees. Which is not too bad. It's actually kind of pleasant, though it's cloudy. But so what do you want to do? What are we supposed to do to avoid more experiences like the heat dome that applied to the Northwest? If you count British Columbia, about 200 people died because of the heat, which is terrible, horrible, maybe not quite as dramatic as the collapse of the condominium down in Florida, but it is certainly a terrible thing and been a terrible thing here. Is there something that can be done to prevent spells of sometimes deadly, punishing, crippling heat that like we just experienced? We will get to that with Bjorn Lomborg, a climate change expert who takes a balanced view of all of that. Speaking of a balanced view, there's a press conference this morning, and Nancy Pelosi always does her press conferences on Thursday. It's something of a tradition, and she always has something to say. And she announced today some of the personnel, some of the timing, and some of the focus of the new House committee investigation. It's a House Select Committee, where she also selected her representatives on the committee, and there's some surprises there. But this is Nancy Pelosi speaking about what they are planning to find in their investigation. This is in clip number 8.
In terms of white supremacy, anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, all of these attitudes that have contributed to what happened on January 6th. And so that is our purpose. You can go to speaker.gov to read the findings which establish the purpose of what we are setting out to do, to make sure that this never happens again.
Okay, I think everybody can agree that it would be a good thing if it never happened again. But doesn't it seem a little bit strange that we took a look at the findings to establish the purpose? Wasn't the purpose actually to find out why it happened and how it happened? This is from the same lady who said about Obamacare, as Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, reminds me, we'll have to pass the bill before we can find out what's in it. Remember that? And here it is. Now we don't have to do the investigation. We have the purpose of the committee, so now we can do the findings. Right? In other words, the purpose is to find what they think they want to find, and they'll find it. And by the way, this is not in any way to defend the indefensible actions that led to January 6th. And it was appalling. It was the low point of Trump's, I would say it's probably the low point of his life, not just the low point of his presidency, but it was all of that. And somebody else who feels that way is going to be on the committee, and her announcement as a member of the committee appointed by Nancy Pelosi, Kevin McCarthy gets to appoint 5 other members of the committee if he wants to. He may not. But Pelosi announced a former leader in the Republican caucus to be on the committee investigating the raid on the Capitol. Listen, this is clip 7.
Congresswoman Liz Cheney of the Armed Services Committee has patriotically agreed to serve on the committee. She has a family matter she's dealing with, may join us depending on how long this takes, but we're very honored and proud that she has agreed to serve on the committee.
Okay, and that wasn't so popular with with Kevin McCarthy, who had something to say about Nancy Pelosi's appointments so far, not giving a hint yet as who he will be appointing, but he said this, clip 9A.
Do you regret not supporting the bipartisan commission idea now that you're going to have to deal with a committee that you have even less control over and an opportunity to influence and arguably would be more political?
No, I regret the politics of Nancy Pelosi. For 6 months, she had played politics with this. So what has transpired in those 6 months? In those 6 months in the Senate, they had 2 committees bipartisanly investigate this and give a report. The FBI has arrested almost 500 people. The architect of the Capitol has been given $10 million. Pelosi continues to make this nothing about politics. That's why no one really takes this serious based upon the direction of what she wants to go.
I think what he means is not that Pelosi is doing this nothing about politics. It's only about politics. And then he goes on to say that people should take a look at the Senate report. This is 9B.
If you have read the Senate report, you'd be very concerned. You're concerned what happened on that day, but you're concerned what happened on the days before it that caused that day to happen. Why wasn't the National Guard here? There's a lot of questions why that determination was made. National Guard were doing street patrol, but not within the Capitol. It's concerning to me why the Speaker would narrow the scope. Did something happen in the summer to make that decision not to bring the National Guard here? Why were the riot gears locked in a bus that people couldn't get to? All that preparation ahead of time, why was the intel not provided and moved further?
Well, presumably there will be some answers on that. We will get some answers on global warming and what actually, if anything, can be done about it in terms of its impact on your life and on mine. We'll be speaking to Bjorn Lomborg coming up right here on The Medved Show.
It's pathetic.
The Michael Medved Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVET. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVET for these great radio specials.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
This is totally, completely inappropriate.
And on the Michael Medved show. There is more about the reaction from Kevin McCarthy to the new committee, which has been set up by Nancy Pelosi, and the members of the committee have been named. The members of the committee are not supposed to be all Democrats, but actually it's McCarthy himself who is supposed to be picking the Republican voices on the committee. He didn't pick Liz Cheney. Nancy Pelosi did. And obviously it's a move that makes it look like more of a nonpartisan effort. And the other names of members of Congress who Nancy Pelosi selected for this committee are Jamie Raskin of Maryland, who led the impeachment effort last time on this same matter, the January 6th attack on the Capitol building. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, certainly one of President Trump's favorite members of Congress. He led the impeachment effort the first time, the impeachment over the Ukraine issue. Representative Elaine Luria of Virginia, Representative Stephanie Murray of Florida, and the House Democratic Caucus Vice Chair Pete Aguilar of California. Also, the committee is chaired by one of the senior members of the Black Caucus, Benny Thompson of Mississippi. He is the House Administration House Administration Chairwoman. Zoe Lofgren is also going to be a senior member of the committee. The way this works, and it's interesting on how it's going to turn out, I think that McCarthy is going to have to pick some members to participate in the committee. The only two members of the Republican caucus in Congress who actually voted to authorize this committee were Liz Cheney, who's on it, and Adam Kinzinger of Illinois. And while Pelosi gets to name eight members and the chair, the other five will be selected after consultation with House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy of California, though Pelosi still has veto power over any GOP appointments. Hard to imagine that she would do that, but you never know. Reaction of Kevin McCarthy to Liz Cheney accepting appointment to this committee. Clip six, please.
I was shocked that she would accept something from Speaker Pelosi. It would seem to me, since I didn't hear from her, maybe she's closer to her than us. I don't know.
The example you gave about previous members who lost their committee assignments when they literally...
No, I was trying to give you an example based of how... when someone comes here, how they get their committees. I mean, take for example, when Liz Cheney came to Congress, she came to see me about, and the other members on steering, about committees assignments, just as every other Republican did. No Democrat came to see me about committee assignments, and the only time Jeff Van Drew came to me about committee assignments after he left. So, no, that's why it would be shocking to me for anybody from a party on the other side to come and want to accept a position Democrat from me, and it'd be shocking to me to have a Republican to go to a Speaker Pelosi, of all people, to accept a committee assignment.
Okay, the problem with all of this, it seems to me, is that there is such a multifaceted, continued fight over everything having to do with Trump. There's even a new panel of presidential historians. And after his first year in office, he had been voted the worst president of all time by one of those historian panels. That was after just 1 year, which is an achievement. But now he's doing better. He's actually fourth from the bottom. Andrew Johnson and Franklin Pierce and James Buchanan, who is the absolute bottom of the entire bunch, are considered by the historians worse than Trump. But see, all of this, I think, becomes too much. And one of the things that is very clear, there's a big new study that came out about how it is that Biden managed to win the election. How did he win by 7 million votes? And it wasn't because of his gifts of campaigning. It was because there are a lot of people who are disillusioned with Trump. But honestly, I think some of the ongoing pursuit of Trump and emphasis on him. It's one of the reasons I don't really like to talk about it that much. I think it's only going to engender more sympathy for him and perhaps make it more likely that he does run again, which I think would be terrible for the country. And I'll give you an example of this, and it doesn't come from the realm of politics. It comes from the realm of journalism or high fashion. There's a big piece from the New York Times. It shows a Vogue cover with a very flattering picture of Jill Biden on it, and she's out on a porch or a terrace in the White House with the Washington Monument behind her, and she's smiling and she looks elegant. And the piece says, Jill Biden, the First Lady, will appear on the cover of the August issue of Vogue magazine, continuing a tradition that Anna Wintour, the magazine's editor, had paused during the Trump presidency. In interviews with writer Jonathan Van Meter, Biden, who is the first in her role to keep her day job, said the mood of the country had changed with President Joe Biden's election. As First Lady, Biden keeps a busy travel schedule that now outpaces her husband's, and she is viewed as something of a secret weapon by administration officials who send her to parts of the country that are not typically Democratic territories. She's traveled to Alabama, West Virginia, Mississippi, Tennessee to promote pandemic relief legislation and encourage young people to receive the coronavirus vaccine. Now, nothing against Jill Biden. She seems actually like a very decent, hardworking, dedicated person. She's a dedicated teacher. She is working at her regular teaching job at a junior college, I believe, community college. For almost a century, the Vogue treatment has been a perk of the first ladyship. Michelle Obama was featured on the cover 3 times. Hillary Clinton was featured once as first lady, and another time as a Democratic presidential candidate. Lou Henry Hoover was married to Herbert Hoover, Eleanor Roosevelt, Mamie Eisenhower, Jacqueline Kennedy, Lady Bird Johnson, Pat Nixon, Betty Ford, Rosalind Carter, Nancy Reagan, Barbara Bush, and Laura Bush have all graced the magazine's pages, which is why the omission of Melania Trump was so noteworthy, especially since Melania Trump is the one professional model among them. Betty Ford used to be a professional model, too. But, I mean, come on, Melania was a very successful model. Trump, who had been featured on the cover as part of a story on her marriage to Donald Trump before his presidency, was informally barred from the magazine by Wintour, who, when asked about featuring her in the magazine, said in 2019, I don't think it's a moment not to take a stand. See, picking on Melania and bringing this up, that Jill is going to be back on the cover of Vogue, it all makes Trump be able to push for grudge, grievance, and victimhood. How about our victimhood from global warming with the heat dome? We'll speak about that with Bjorn Lomborg, coming up on the MedVet Show.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Search and rescue operations at the collapsed condominium tower in Surfside, Florida have been paused over safety concerns over the standing portion of the building.
We were forced to halt operations on the collapse in the early hours of the morning. due to structural concerns about the standing structure. We're doing everything we can to ensure that the safety of our first responders is paramount and to continue our search and rescue operation as soon as it is safe to do so.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava. And jobless claims fell again last week to the lowest level since the pandemic began. The Labor Department reporting that 364,000 claims were filed last week, dropping by more than 50,000 from the week before. Claims have now fallen in 10 of the last 12 weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved Show. My wife is one of those people who normally likes warm weather. I mean, and it was a big concession to her on her part to come up here and live up here in the Pacific Northwest with me for the last 25 years. And then came the heat dome. And the three hottest days in Washington state history and in most places in the state in that occurred on what was Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And here we are, it's Thursday, and a lot of people are saying this is global warming. I got two questions for Björn Lomborg. He is the author of the best-selling, indispensable book, False Alarm, which is about the global warming crisis. And, Björn, question number one is there any real doubt that this is at least in part a reflection of climate change, the 111-degree temperatures we experienced up here?
Hey, Michael. So absolutely, you're likely to see more heat waves with global warming. It's very hard to say this specific one is, but yes, absolutely, global warming and higher temperatures mean we're going to see more heat waves.
Okay, what can be done about it? Because this was paralyzing up here. It disrupted people's lives. It killed several hundred people. What ought to be done?
Right, so I can totally understand that, and I hope you're okay. And look, there's nothing good about heat waves. but we have to be realistic about what can you do. And people are suggesting, oh, let's go do climate policy. But the reality is that will have absolutely no impact. You will not be able to measure the difference in 10, 20, 30, 40 years from now. Even by the end of the century, realistic climate policies will have very little impact, and all they'll manage to do is to make more heat waves, but slightly fewer more heat waves. On the other hand, of course, we know how you deal with many of these problems. You make sure that people have access to air conditioning, that you have warnings, that you have open, for instance, malls so that especially poor people can get in there, open up swimming pools, make sure people drink lots of water, have fans, have heads. There's lots of different things that you can do, and of course, crucially, you have to make sure that people can actually afford to pay their energy bill so that they can afford the air conditioning and all the other things that will make sure that they stay safe.
What about, is there any evidence, and you go into this at great length in your book, False Alarm, which is posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. Is there any global warming climate change policy that actually seems to have worked, where there is a measurable result that this is actually, at the very least, reduced the rate of temperature increase?
No. And if you actually look, even the UN told us in their latest status update in late 2019 before the COVID crisis, they told us that all of the climate policies in the last decade, they couldn't tell the difference at all on the actual impact of emissions, let alone temperatures, which is much, much further down the road. Now, there are some things that actually do work and that are simple and effective, and we know how to do that. Most people don't sell them as climate policies. We should. For instance, you can make cities cooler by painting the rooftops white. That's one smart way of doing it. You can put in a lot more greenery in many cities and water features. We know those are very cheap and effective ways to cool cities, and that matters because cities are where there's most heat. That's typically where you have lots of asphalt and other black surfaces that soak up sunlight and soak up heat. If you do that, you can cut temperatures by upwards to 18 degrees Fahrenheit at very low cost and make sure that this actually makes a huge impact, especially during heat waves. So again, there are smart things, and unfortunately, because we're so panicked on climate, we don't talk about the smart things.
Okay, what about, did you say 18 degrees Fahrenheit could be reduced? Was that from the peak temperatures or average temperatures?
In heat waves. This is modeling from London, we have similar kind of modeling. So it could cut the heat wave maximum temperatures at the very high end for 18 degrees Fahrenheit. But the point here is that would be at the very top end of the really hot weather. And again, the beauty is that's the most dangerous part of the heat wave.
And I understand that there are some parts of the world that are much less temperate than the Pacific Northwest and North America. Places like Iceland, Greenland, where one can even argue that some of the increase in average temperature has been beneficial environmentally and beneficial even for people's health. Do you believe that's true?
Well, it's certainly true, but it's not just. We would certainly imagine that, you know, places like you just mentioned, Iceland and Greenland, but of course very few people live there. But it's actually true across the world, almost everywhere. There are many more cold deaths than there are heat deaths. This is one of the things that really surprised me about this whole conversation. We worry very much, and look, it's a real problem that hundreds of people died in the Northwest. Absolutely, it's a tragedy. But I'm surprised about the fact that we know every year about 2,500 people die in the U.S. and Canada from heat. That's terrible, and we should certainly do something about that. But
you mean from cold?
2,500 people die from heat.
But every year, wow.
100, yes, but there's 130,000 people that die from cold in the U.S. and Canada. Why is it we only hear about the 2,500 people, and honestly, we only hear about the 200 that just died right now because it's very newsworthy? Of course that's terrible. Of course we should look at this. But why is it we don't talk about the fact that many, many more people die from cold in the U.S. and Canada? And then again, you'd say, well, maybe that's true in the U.S., but it's actually true everywhere. Even in India, about seven times more people die from cold than heat. Globally, about five times more people die from cold than from heat. And so we need to recognize, sure, we should deal with heat waves, and they're going to become more important. But we also need to make sure that we don't make energy so expensive that a lot of poor people especially will die when it's cold.
If most of those cold deaths, Bjorn, is it people... I know in Russia they have a problem with people falling down drunk in snowdrifts. I mean, literally.
Yes.
There's a lot of drinking going in Russia. Well, how do people die
of
cold?
A little bit of that. There's a little bit of that. The vast number of people that die from cold death die because, especially if you're a little older, if you can't afford to keep your house heated, if you're out a lot, you get a little too cold for months on end. That makes your blood vessels restrict. That increases your blood pressure, and that makes it more likely that you get heart disease and you get heart failure and you get infections. That is why we can see very, very clearly, and you see this all over the world, you have much higher death rates in the wintertime when it's cold than when it's hot. This happens everywhere in the world, and the simple point is that that's because you're a little cold for months. And what happens is, especially when you then drive up the price of heating, which is one of the known consequences of most climate policies, you actually make it even more likely that people can't afford to keep their homes heated enough and more people die. This is the secret backside thing that you don't hear about, but which is absolutely well documented and we know is one of the problems. You need to make sure that people have money to both pay their energy bills for when they want to keep cool in hot weather and warm in cold weather.
Bjorn Lomborg, he's the author of the best-selling book False Alarm, Danish author, president of the think tank Copenhagen Consensus Center. Your clarity is always so welcome and so much appreciated and needed. We have a clarity on another front, patriotism, coming up on the MedVed Show.
I'm, of course, deeply honored to receive
the Michael MedVed Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Michael Medved show. I've said many times I like to present sometimes a selection of good news. I mean, certainly it's good news in terms of the climate shift, and not climate change, but the climate shift. Everything's temporary since earlier this week. That's good news, right? Okay. There's more good news. It's shift, and it's a dramatic contrast to a story that's been dominating the news and dominating controversy from someone for whom I have very, very limited respect. I'm talking about the whole Gwen Berry story and saying she doesn't want to represent the United States. She was born in the United States. She's lived her whole life in the United States. She wants to represent, quote, her people. There's a contrast to that, and good for the Washington Post for calling attention to it. Because, of course, because I am such an expert on track and field events. Actually, that's a joke. I'm trying to be facetious. I'm not. I had never heard of Wahine Kalati. But apparently she's quite a star. And here's what the Post reports. The first time she traveled to Eugene, Oregon, which is the same city in which Gwen Berry turned her back to the national anthem and put an athlete activist T-shirt on her head while she was winning the third place distinction in the Olympic trials. In any event, the first time she traveled to Eugene, Oregon, Wahine Kalati called her family and told them she was never coming home. Kalati, then 17, competed for Eritrea in the 2014 World Junior Track and Field Championships. She then resolved to make a new life for herself. When her return flight departed from Eugene, Kalati made sure she was not on it. Last week, Kalati boarded another flight to Eugene. This time it was to compete on Saturday, same Saturday as the Gwen Berry affair, at the U.S. Olympic Trials. 3 days later, after she became a U.S. citizen, Kalati intends to run 10,000 meters around an oval track and become a U.S. Olympian. Kalati's path began with a daring decision and wrenching sacrifice. It continued in suburban Virginia, where she settled with a relative and became a cross-country star, and in college in New Mexico, where she made 13 All-America teams. And her opportunity on Saturday happened only after a bureaucratic tangle shook loose at the last minute with help from a U.S. senator and the country's top badminton official, who also happened to be a renowned immigration lawyer. What had happened with her, it's a long story, but she had been fingerprinted when she first was admitted to temporary residence in the United States, and bureaucrats had lost the fingerprints. So she had to get them back, and it was a struggle. And she wanted to do it before the Olympics because she wanted to compete for the United States. 3 days ago, she said, I didn't know if they were going to let me race. Yesterday, I figured it out. I was like, wow, it's just like insane. Lawyer Jonathan Little started working with Kalati through New Mexico coach Joe Franklin. Franklin coached at Butler in the 2000s when Little ran for Indiana. We drank a lot of beer with Butler guys, said Little, who competed in the 2008 U.S. trials. In any event, many United USCIS employees Little had come to know had left to retire. These are the people who had, could produce those fingerprints. So this physical file of her fingerprints had just gone into the ether. And he called everyone he could think of. He even enlisted the senator from New Mexico, Ray Lujan, a Democrat, who actually helped facilitate the processing of Kalati's biometrics at the Albuquerque office. Just in time, her fingerprints made it to the right place and her approval was stamped. And on Wednesday afternoon, that was of last week, Kalati went to take her citizenship test. 2 hours later, she sent Little, who had been helping her, a text message. It was simply a photograph of her posing in front of an American flag, beaming. She took her citizenship exam, passed it with flying colors, and she said, since day one, it felt amazing to be on that track, and now I'm going to be back for one of the biggest races of my life. Right now, I'm at a loss for words. This time, 24 hours, the situation happened, but I'm ready for everything. Kalati came to a new country 7 years ago, still a teenager looking to start a new life. She's 24. She now calls that place home. She has a family, a career, and a college degree. She's going to be racing on Saturday with the letters USA across her chest. She's a great addition to America, Little said, and she's so happy to be in the States. She says, I'd like to say thank you so much to all the American people for your support and for making me feel loved. Well, back at you. Actually, the picture of this young woman taking her oath as a citizen of the United States, it's inspiring. You should take a look at it. We'll post it up at our website at michaelmedved.com. Meanwhile, in Sarasota, Florida, and they don't sometimes call it Florida for nothing. They got a great governor, but okay. An interviewer from the Observer Media Group walked around Sarasota and tested people on their knowledge of American history and civics. And here's what it sounded like. These are questions from the citizenship test. This is clip two.
Today, I am out at St. Armand Circle asking people some civics questions for a little fun 4th of July quiz. Hopefully, we get some good responses from the people here. Do you know the first three words of the U.S. Constitution?
My fellow Americans?
It's we the people.
We the people.
How many justices are on the Supreme Court?
112.
Nine, she got it.
What? 100?
Can you name one U.S. territory?
Territory?
Yeah. Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico is correct.
Oh, like Cuba? Is that? No?
No.
Do you know how many U.S. senators there are?
100.
Yeah, two per state, right? Two per state.
I'm going to guess 20.
There's 100, actually. It's two, I mean, two per state.
I was going to say 62, but I was just like...
Do you know who the father of our country is?
The father of our country... Is it George Washington?
It is George Washington.
Okay, well, it's pretty good. I do remember that for the 4th of July, and this was 15 years ago, something like that, we had a really brilliant, gifted, wonderful intern working over the summer at the Michael Medved Show. The intern was my son. I'm very partisan. But he came up with this idea of going out and asking people on the street why we celebrate the 4th of July. And it was remarkable how few people could explain that, because that's when they authorized the Declaration of Independence and declared America's existence as an independent nation for the first time. Somebody thought that's celebrating when we won in World War II. Somebody thought it was celebrating when Lincoln freed the slaves. No, that's more like Juneteenth now. But it is important. And tomorrow we're going to be doing a review and some attention to a big new movie on Netflix, which gets exactly the wrong idea. They're streaming it on Netflix for the 4th of July, and it's a movie called America, the Motion Picture. And it features the voices of Andy Samberg, and Channing Tatum provides the voice of George Washington. And it teaches you all kinds of fascinating tidbits from history that most people didn't know. For instance, that it was actually Benedict Arnold who assassinated Abraham Lincoln. And it was because Washington witnessed the assassination of Abraham Lincoln that he decided it was time to lead a rebellion against King James. Yes, they say King James. And the British. Look, it's supposed to be a comedy, but maybe when we all answer the citizenship questions more like a young lady from Eritrea was able to do, then her name, of course, Weini Kalati, then we can laugh a little bit more about questions of basic patriotism. We're going to go ahead and take a look at some of the polling data on patriotism, a look at recent Supreme Court decisions with John Yoo, and Ratner, the distinguished economics writer on the black hole known as Amtrak, and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.